This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here on the road. I'll be coming up live in the second hour today and also filing key breaking video news reports. And, of course, my co-host will be coming up at the bottom of the hour. But, wow, huge developments. You know, I'd like to be able to just come up here and say, wonderful news, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump, dominated in Super Tuesday Part 2 in a big way, panicking the system. Rubio is clearly sinking the establishment candidate. We have seen a Cruz surge overall, clearly into second place. But the really big issue here is the Infowars.com posted article from the Daily Caller. It's also obviously in the Russian and British newspapers. Check it out for yourself. This is no joke. The Russian Foreign Ministry has sent a direct letter to Kim Jong-un and then publicly published it, saying it is unpermissible to threaten preemptive nuclear strikes on South Korea or anybody else. For those that don't know, Russia, for a small area, borders North Korea and also on a large border, China. And even China, the Chinese Communist government, came out last week and had the strongest threats ever towards North Korea, who they've kind of controlled since the 1950s Korean War as a set piece. There is a nuclear trigger in the region. Obviously, we need to get Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief on, who continues to warn that this will be the real trigger, that the Middle East is important but distractionary overall. But look, you could have Syria as a trigger now. You could have North Korea. Unprecedented to have that demonic, fat little, soft vampire rat. And look, I don't usually use names for people, but he deserves it. He is the ultimate example of trash. A third generation hereditary dictator who grew up at a beyond five-star boarding school in Switzerland, who is so disconnected from reality, he thinks Dennis Rodman is cool, who has most of his family executed and has people killed with mortars and artillery for his entertainment, who lives in a complete fantasy land with a bunch of starving scarecrows being forced to worship him as hundreds of thousands starve to death a year. This is your state. This is your feel-the-burn world. This is what socialism and communism and collectivism and fascism and all forms of centralization, command and control, beget, is gangs and thugs and rule by insider cliques. And Russia is just so on target over and over again, telling the West, you move nuclear weapons up against our borders and threaten us and put proxy armies in, we're moving nukes in, and if it looks like you're about to use them on our troops, we're going to hit you. Okay? And then telling Turkey, if you mass wave attack us with artillery and with a large army you're forming of over 100,000 troops and mercenaries out of Saudi Arabia, we're going to use a tactical nuke on you. Now, that's classic legal tactics. If you're being invaded, if you're being hit by a large attack that you can't repulse, use a tactical nuclear weapon on it. The difference is, and that's U.S. policy as well, and it makes sense. It's mutually assured destruction, basically, at a tactical level, not just a ICBM, intercontinental, nation against nation level. But if you expand on that, and this is what's really important, North Korea is threatening to just nuke the capital of South Korea if they don't, quote, capitulate to a bunch of their demands. That's nuclear terrorism that's holding people hostage, and it's a lot bigger than all the Al-Qaeda threats they're constantly hyping to take our freedoms, even as the government gets caught shipping the Al-Qaeda and ISIS threat in itself. We'll be back after break to go over all this and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones, and never forget, if you're listening or watching this transmission, you know it's true. Get active, get involved, because you are the resistance.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are 3 vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is March 9th, 2016 on this Wednesday worldwide broadcast. And wow, we saw another big primary night last night. And Donald Trump, again, dominated and won so many of the key states. We're going to be walking through all that today. We have him winning Hawaii, the coveted Michigan, and Mississippi. But those are not winner-take-all. And that's been the Republican strategy we told you about almost 3 weeks ago. Now it was in the Washington Post yesterday. The Republican establishment does intend to steal the election at the primary level once they get into the Republican National Convention, before it ever gets into the general election. I don't think they're going to be successful because it's so much momentum is getting behind Trump, but they're throwing everything they've got at him right now. So Trump has 558 delegates. Ted Cruz is clearly second place now, 359. Rubio, the big news, obviously, on the Republican side, is that Rubio is now clearly out of the race. Even most mainline analysts agree. So that's another establishment darling falling. And, of course, Kasich at 54. Clearly never really in the race, but they're trying to prop him up as well. Now, Donald Trump has come out and called for unity in a speech last night. And so it's important that we basically play some of his victory speech and what he was calling for. Here's some of those highlights.
Thank you very much.
Carl, thank you. Let's take a listen to the winner tonight in Michigan and Mississippi.
And I don't think I've ever had so many horrible, horrible things said about me in 1 week. $38 million worth of horrible lies, but that's okay. It shows you how brilliant the public is. Because they knew they were lies, and it was just really amazing to watch. I think what this shows, really more than anything else, is that advertising is not as important. It really isn't as important as competence. Because there has never been more money spent on hitting somebody than was spent on me. And between that and people saying things, and, you know, Lindsey Graham goes, and he's a nasty person. First of all, he's wrong on the military. He truly, this is why he said, I've been doing this for 15 years. That's right, we've been fighting a war for 15 years with this kind of thinking. I mean, if you're going to fight a war, win the war, and let's get back to rebuilding our country, okay? But Marco helped me a lot because he called Ted a liar. He said, you're a liar. That's the first time. Look, I know politicians better than anybody. They're liars, okay? They're serious liars. More importantly, they'll never get you to the promised land, ever. They'll never get you to the promised land. They won't do it because they're controlled by the special interests. They're controlled by the people that put up all this money for them to run. They're controlled. You know how much money was spent in the last week on me? And do you know how many times they were asking, despite the fact that they're not supposed to be talking to their super PAC? Carl, fellas, let me ask you a question. How many times do you think Marco and Ted and all of them were calling their super PAC?
Now, let's look at the Democrat side. Bernie scored a big upset victory in Michigan. Hillary clearly is stealing the election all over the country. She's been caught from Iowa to places like the situation in New Hampshire. She says the delegates are mine, the superdelegates are mine. It doesn't matter. The party's going to give it to me. This is just simply amazing that this is happening again so nakedly. The Democrats stealing it openly. The Republicans saying they're going to steal it openly. But the Democrats are already doing it. And we have a lot of evidence that there is point shaving, because it's not winner take all in most of these states, in the Republican primaries as well. Again, so Trump doesn't get that key 50-plus percent of the delegates so they can challenge the nomination. I know you know that, but we better get that news out to the general public. This is one of the few times where the fact that they can steal elections is now widely known. We need to hammer that point home and let the Republican precinct chairs, delegates, superdelegates, everyone know that if they steal the popular vote from the record numbers of people that have come into the Republican Party with Trump's big tent approach, it's really what it is, his populist approach, you're going to hold them personally responsible. You're going to run against them in office. You're going to make it a personal political beef. If they engage in this type of activity, you're going to get their name in the newspaper. The shame of stealing the popular vote from the people. That's what this is all about. Now, shifting gears, the story's up on InfoWars.com. The story is up on DrudgeReport.com. We're going to cover it in a moment. Russia is threatening to invade North Korea. We're going to get to that in a moment. North Korea obviously has been threatening nuclear terror, holding the world hostage if they don't submit and give them what they want. Now, is our Pentagon saying or doing anything about that? No. They hope there's some big conflict, at least the presidential level, because that's a distraction for Barack Obama. This is the dangerous military climate we've gotten into. But North Korea, according to my research, many other experts like Joel Skousen, is the key trigger for World War III, or what the Pentagon calls World War IV. They call the Cold War World War III. Separately, there is a new report out, ladies and gentlemen. Pentagon admits military spy drones over the USA, and that's in USA Today. Again, the story's on DrudgeReport.com. And InfoWars.com. We need the flashback articles from 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, a year ago. Somebody should write an article of our great reporters. It ought to be Kurt Nemo, probably. and it should just be InfoWars, Drudge, proven right about military drones over the U.S. Remember all those articles 5 years ago and 3 years ago and 2 years ago saying Jones is insane, Kirk Nimmo's insane, you know, Matt Drudge is lying because Drudge would run our stories. There are no military drones over the U.S. And they would write these articles in USA Today, of all places, did it. It was in columns all over the country. It was a big push several times. We could pull the articles up saying we were lying about drones and that it was a conspiracy theory. Kind of like we were lying about the NSA spying on you or Obamacare, you know, being a huge ripoff, which everybody knows it is now. They'd say, it's a conspiracy. There are no taxes in it. It's a conspiracy. You know, it doesn't fine you. And then the Supreme Court ruled it's a tax and it does fine you. It was in the stinking bill. They just hope you don't go read. It was in local newspapers in the Dakotas and in Texas and all over that they had predator drones assigned to Homeland Security under Pentagon control and CIA control. They have two different fleets watching farmers in Colorado and Texas and South Dakota and going after, quote, cattle rustlers. Remember, the cattle kept coming over on the property under state law in that state. You know, you could take them at that point because the neighbors were just letting their cows be on their property. You know, you can't do that. I mean, we've taken cows on our ranch, and we've had some ours about 20-something years ago taken the third time they went over in a guy's yard. Now, my grandfather didn't like the neighbor too much after that. you know, still, that's the law. He got to keep some of his cows, including his prized bull that broke through the fence to go after his cows. So they used predator drones on that. And then we were just linking to the local articles. That's what's crazy. We weren't breaking it ourselves. It's like the civilian inmate labor camp or the Emergency Centers Establishment Act that Obama put in saying for patriots that they believe an uprising is coming, quote, re-education camps. Just type in Army Manual of Mispreparation for Internment Camps. They use the word re-education camp, how to process our Social Security numbers. I expect when I cover this next article that they'll probably have a Media Matters article out saying saying nuclear war is about to happen. No, I'm not saying it. Daily Caller is reporting on the Russian newspapers and the British newspapers. Again, they just hope you don't check reality. Russia threatens invasion of North Korea. If nuclear rhetoric continues, the warning was issued in the form of a written statement from the Russian Foreign Ministry. Because North Korea keeps threatening to nuke. The capital of South Korea that's got like more than 10 million people in it, but Seoul, that's only like 35 miles from the border, if they don't capitulate and just let North Korea have their money, have their trade routes, and just follow up this little goblin-like collectivist rat. I mean, look at the communism, another hereditary dictator ruling over everyone and vampirically, literally having sex slaves in a seven-story pleasure palace that his dad built and weird giant pyramid buildings that they can't even put windows in. This is what communism and collectivism, but don't worry, lots of uniforms, lots of big hats, lots of medals, lots of checkpoints, lots of spies. This is the conquest parasite economy we're fighting against. This is the parasite economy, a conquest economy versus a renaissance free will truth economy. And I see America with social justice warriors and all the political correctness where there's all these losers and nobodies that want to get together in gangs. Literally stupid scum. I mean, they're everywhere. It's white, black, Hispanic, everybody. It's all these victimology. And then they get around and they lie. They get together and they steal. They get together and they create all these huge frauds together. And they try to get in positions of power to then leech off everyone. And this paradigm has happened time and time and time again in history. And we are racing towards it. But they want us all fighting with each other low level. The technocrats that control the future prediction technologies of Google and all the super science medical advancements and the super weapons, they are breakaway now. They're just figuring out how to dumb us down, get us in our distraction, get us drugged up, and just phase out the generation. The soft kill's begun. They're upping the sterilants in the water, the food. They're upping the vaccines. They're upping the glyphosates. You see all the cancer rates, all the fertility rates. Fertility down, cancer up, everything else up, diabetes up. I'm not being alarmist. This is a eugenics plan. And people warned about Hitler in 33, 35, 38. People didn't believe about Hitler till 44. It was a conspiracy theory that he was killing people inside Germany.
It was a conspiracy theory that Stalin had killed 27 million people, but by the 60s we knew, and the 50s we knew. We're going to go to break, come back here, and cover so much more with other anchors and folks popping in, and I'll be back live, Lord willing, in the second hour on the election and this and a lot more. Stay with us. Tell your friends and family to tune in and neighbors. This is the key fight. This is humanity struggling for freedom, struggling for air, struggling for the surface. They want to keep us submerged in oppression. We don't even know there's a surface world of liberty above us, but it's there. All right. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Please support us. Please pray for us because we are the tip of the spear.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You take a mortal man. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday. This is March. Wow, moving along pretty quickly, and I had some momentary loss of what day it is because I'm very upset about the news that we're going to be talking about here. We're going to take a look at the Lavoie Finicum murder video that's been put out by the government. The same day that they say that they are justified in killing him, they simultaneously release a video that, in my opinion, and the opinion of many people, we're going to take a look at it. We're going to comment on it. I want you to see this and hear what we have to say. To me, this is outright murder and attempted murder, and they're doing this right in our face, putting this cell phone video out that they had previously confiscated. There are some indications from some people, some of these articles that are talking about law enforcement officers who spoke off the record. I know there are good law enforcement officers, and I know that some of them are probably behind this. So maybe it isn't just an in-your-face, we can kill you anytime we want to type of thing. And we're going to talk about this. We're also going to talk about election results because that is something that is also important. We're going to talk about the militarization of the police and the police state. There's a couple of very interesting articles up on the Drudge Report today. The Crime You Have Not Committed from Bloomberg, talking about the pre-crime minority report type of data mining and flagging that our government is heavily invested into. That's what we were talking about a year ago when we were talking about the Jade Helm situation. We're also going to talk about Ed Snowden calling out the FBI, saying you're lying when you say that you can't unlock the San Bernardino iPhone. He calls it BS, and he spells it out for you, okay? We've also had, of course, John McAfee calling them out on this and saying, look, you can get in this. I can get in it, okay? It's what John McAfee said. You don't need to do this. You're only doing this to establish a legal precedent. What do we do? We have a government that lies to us, and of course, this is part of the investigation into Lavoie Finicum as well. And then we're also going to take a look at the election results. You know, we look at the surprise win of Bernie Sanders in Michigan, but when you look at the delegates that are sent out, you know, even when Bernie wins, he loses. That's by design. There's an article up on Politico. It's like, hey, you know, if we had Democrat rules in the Republican Party, we could easily stop Donald Trump. Maybe the Democrats need to start a grassroots effort to make sure that the party elites don't get to trump the what the grassroots voters want. Hopefully that won't happen in the GOP elections, but we need to have a major reform of this. People need to see the corruption in both parties. We need to have some choices here that are not the unified choices of the party elite at the top. You understand? So the party elite at the top both have the same agenda on the major ticket items. And the major ticket items this year, I'll repeat it again, it's the trade treaties, it's the climate treaties, it's the open borders, it's the globalist consolidation. It takes place first economically, but there are also sovereignty issues with this at the very beginning. And they will use that economic consolidation to create a political consolidation as well. Before we get to the news, I just want to let you know that we do have Super Male Vitality back in stock. It's been out of stock for a very long time. It is now back in stock for a limited time only. You know, one of the reasons that this stuff goes out of stock is because of auto ship and high demand. And, you know, one of the ways that you can guarantee that it's never going to go out of stock for you is to get into auto ship. And that also gives you a 10% discount whenever you buy anything at InfoWarsLife.com. So you can make sure that you get the products that you want on the time frame that you want when you sign up for AutoShip, and you get 10% off all the time. So you can pick the interval at which you want it shipped and make sure that you always have it. So right now we have Super Male Vitality that is back in stock. And one of the ways that you can make sure you don't run out is with AutoShip. And that's at InfoWarsLife.com. Now let's quickly take a look at what the elites are doing and what they were not able to do. Mitt Romney, of course, did us all a favor by coming out against Donald Trump. It seems that whenever the elites go out and unite in opposition to somebody, that is the kiss of death for the people they support, and it is a big boost for Donald Trump, who they do not support. The never-say Trump people are not helping themselves. Every time they identify somebody as the establishment candidate, that candidate implodes. We've seen it time and again. And so what we saw with this election that we had last night was Mitt Romney recorded robocalls on the behalf of Marco Roboto and also on behalf of Kasich in Michigan. He did it in all four states. He did pro-Rubio calls Mitt Romney. What is the matter with Mitt Romney? He ran for president for 8 years. He was rejected by the Republicans, and he was rejected by everybody when the Republicans finally gave up and said, all right, give him a run at it. Okay? He doesn't get it. Nobody likes Mitt Romney. He lost his home state to Obama. One of the only reasons he won it in the primaries is because he got an endorsement from Donald Trump. The guy is an incredible loser, to borrow Donald Trump's points, and he proved it last night. Stay with us. We'll be right back to talk about this video.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
BrainForce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what BrainForce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of BrainForce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. About it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without BrainForce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more BrainForce, and came in.
You will find BrainForce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, March 9th, 2016. We're going to take a look at this Lavoy Finicum murder video. We put this up last night, article on Infowars.com. Shock cell phone video shows the Lavoy Finicum shooting from inside the video. This video was released by the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office. This is the county sheriff's office that is doing the investigation. They do it in a different sheriff's, a different county whenever it takes place in a neighboring county. They don't have the same sheriff's office investigate this, but let's understand, okay, this is the FBI, this is the state police, These are people who are essentially investigating themselves, okay? This is not a jury of impartial citizens looking at this investigation. This is the government investigating itself and pronouncing itself justified. Justified. And we're going to take a look at this because if you saw our comments last night, you know that when we looked at this, and I every time I look at this, it makes me more angry and heartbroken. This is murder. This is our government shooting people down. We've seen this in the inner cities. We've seen it with black people. We've seen it with white people. We've seen it with people in the cities, people in the countryside, okay? Until we all come together, black and white, cowboy and Indian, and stop these abuses. And when I say cowboy and Indian, I mean, really, when you look at what's going on in Arizona with Senator McCain turning over this land, taking this land that is something that's being used for recreation, but it also has significant historical aspects to the Apache Indians that are there. They're going to destroy this land on which some cowboys, if you want to call them that, ranchers or others have surface rights to. It has multiple uses at this point, but it's going to be turned over to a foreign corporation to mine it for copper in a way that will destroy it for everyone. No recreational use. No historical use, no religious significance for the Indians, no surface rights for the Americans. It'll be a foreign corporation that will mine and destroy this. We have to stand up to this. That is what's behind this issue that these people were protesting. But we also have to stand up to the violence that our government enacts on people of every kind. We have to stand together. We have to say that you're not going to break us into little groups and pit us against each other like the Black Lives Matter issue. Okay, this is a real BLM issue. It's a BLM Bureau of Land Management is also transcending the Black Lives Matter propaganda of George Soros and others. And we've had videos and reports where we show you how George Soros is funding that. Okay, that is an effort to shut it down. That is an effort to get us fighting amongst ourselves instead of joining together to stop these kind of murders. Now, what I want you to do when you look at this, I don't want you to jump onto social media and start making death threats, okay? If you see this and you understand what is going on and it makes you angry, do not take yourself out of the game. If you're outraged, we need you educated people. Don't go out and shoot somebody in uniform either. Okay? You're going to shoot the wrong person. You're going to shed innocent blood. We don't need to make these killers into heroes. We don't need to justify their actions after the fact. We've got to educate the public. We've got to stop this murder. Let's take a look at this video. I want you to see what happened at the stop. And what they did was they took the cell phone video and they superimposed it on this ridiculous video that we'd been given by the FBI. What the FBI gave us was aerial footage at a very low resolution with no sound and a phony lying narrative from the FBI shill who was presenting this. So, you know, when Biggs and I saw this, and the FBI agent, to give you an example of how effective it is, I mean, we should have known better. We looked at this and it's like, you know, it's a shaky video. It's not streaming well. We got the FBI saying, you know, is approaching the roadblock. The FBI agent says, look at this. He tried to run down our agent. And it's like, oh, look, we could see a guy halfway there because it was a jerky video. And then we went back and looked at it. It's like this guy leapt out in front of him. He's swerving off to the side, trying to avoid the roadblock that they put up. And, of course, we're going to talk about the legal aspects of that roadblock. But he's swerving to the side to miss that roadblock. And as he's swerving, the guy jumps out in front of his truck, and he swerves farther to the left. He was not trying to run the guy down. Everything about this was designed as a propaganda lie by the FBI. So now when they say, well, okay, the shooting was justified, but we're going to now investigate some FBI agents who lied about the fact that they didn't shoot any guns, okay? Look, the whole thing was a lie. The whole thing was an ambush. The whole thing was set up to stop a political protest. They were going to talk to 400 people in John Day, Oregon. People who understood what the problems were. People who were going to try to address this peacefully. And I hope they still do. I hope they don't let this scare them into silence. It has to be addressed. These are issues that the sheriff in Grant County, Sheriff Palmer, had stood with the people on. He had deputized people to try to deal with it. Other people in the government shut it down. We need more people like Sheriff Palmer. There are good people in government. Don't start striking out blindly against people. Let's play this. You can see, we're going to play this in a couple of clips. It's very long. It's 12 minutes long. Let's play it where they're stopped, and you can hear their confusion, their how they're trying to deal with what they don't understand. They're not being allowed. They were allowed to travel freely back and forth, talking to people, having political meetings, explaining what the problems were. The FBI didn't want that because they were having pressure put on them by the state and the federal officials to shut that down. And they shut it down. They shut it down. Killed and arrested people. Let's show the first stop right here.
Shoo me, you shoo me. I'm going to meet the sheriff. The sheriff is waiting for us. So you do as you damn well please. But I'm not going anywhere. Here I am, right there. Right there.
He's holding his hands out the window.
You understand? I'm going to go meet the sheriff. You back down or you kill me now. Go ahead. Put the bullet through me.
He knows what they're trying to do.
I don't care.
Where's Ryan?
I'm going to go meet the sheriff.
Mainstream media says he's taunting them. No, he's telling them, I'm going to go meet the sheriff. I'm going to meet the sheriff. You can either come with me or you can shoot me right now.
What for? Well, I'm going to ask them if they want to go out.
What for? Why are we getting
out? You want
out? What for? What are we getting out?
Who are you? Yeah, who are you? Who are you?
Saying, who are you? Haven't identified yourself.
Who are you?
Oregon State Police.
Okay, well, I'm going over to meet the sheriff in Grand County. You'll come along with us. And you talk with us over there. You can go ahead and shoot me. Put the laser right there. Put the bullet through the head.
And as he's doing this, you can see the red dots inside the cabin of the truck. They're already training and pointing their guns at them.
You're real. You want my blood on your hands?
That's assault, folks, with a deadly weapon.
You've got people needing places to go.
Okay. Now, we're going to pick this up, and we're going to, at one point, he says, all right, we're going to go. They talk about it amongst themselves. They say, let's just go. Let's try to get to the sheriff in Grant County. The sheriff was going to be at that meeting of 400 people. He was going to be addressing them. So they drive off. Now, I want you to see what happens next. Before I do that, I want to read you something that came from Oath Keepers after the fact. This was something Stuart Rhodes interviewed Greg McWhirter, a veteran SWAT officer, an Oath Keeper. And we've also had a video. We looked for this video. Couldn't find it before showtime. We've had another officer who put a video up, and he said, you don't set up a roadblock like this because that is, in and of itself is a use of deadly force. And so in this interview with Stuart Rhodes, this officer, who is another veteran police officer, quotes the law here. He says, vehicle pursuits. This is a Portland Police Department's policy. This is Oregon State Police policy that he quotes here. 630.05, vehicle pursuits. Barricading. Barricading is considered deadly physical force, subject to Directive 1010.10. Barricading requires the approval of a supervisor. Furthermore, the barricade must be set up in such a manner as to avoid the fleeing suspect to afford the fleeing suspect ample time to see the barricade to stop his or her vehicle. They put it around a curve, and you can see this. Boxing in, ramming, and roadblocks, boxing in and ramming to be used only against violent felons. With permission by sworn supervisor monitoring the pursuit, not to be used by officers who have not completed prescribed training. Roadblocks are dangerous and difficult to properly establish. No roadblock may be established until both dispatcher and pursuing officer have been notified. There are three kinds of roadblocks. Fixed, which a block road to extent that little or no outlet remains. A fixed roadblocks are extremely dangerous and are rarely justifiable. And that's what we have here. That is quoting Oregon State Police policy, which they violated in this particular situation, as the other officer in his analysis of this said, they know who these people were. They know they're not violent. They talked to them for probably 10 minutes. They could see them holding their hands out. Nothing was done that would indicate that they were violent. Okay? They knew who they were. They knew where they were going. And there was absolutely no reason for them to use deadly force. And the blockade itself was deadly force. But they didn't just stop there. Let's roll this video, and you can see that as they're pulling up to the roadblock, they're approaching the roadblock, and the police and the FBI start shooting at them as they're approaching the roadblock. It got that bad. Let's show that video.
Okay, I don't know about numbers.
Well, I got numbers, but I can't call because we have no service.
Okay. Yeah, they no, set it up there where you've got no available. Service.
Do you have numbers for people here in town?
Yeah, but...
Okay,
they're
shooting.
Hang on.
Come right around the video. Yeah. Come right around the curve and they do that.
Okay,
go ahead, shoot me.
Damn. Ah,
shoot me.
Stay down. Stay down. Stay down. Stay down. Stay down.
Now, stay down. As they're saying stay down. Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Okay, I was talking, you could hear the gunshots. You can hear, if you watch the video, you can hear the gunshots as they're approaching the barricade. When you look at that video, he says, go ahead and shoot me. He got out of the car right away because they had already been shooting at him. Okay? He's trying to draw fire away from the people in the car, I believe. That's what his family and the people who knew him believe. He was that kind of guy. He was that kind of guy. He died for your freedoms. Now, as he's getting out of the car with his hands raised, you can see them shooting out the windows, shooting at him. Okay? I don't know if they shot him at that point. They say that all the shots were in his back. In his back. That's our government. Our lying, back-shooting government. And we need to change it, not start shooting people, folks. We do not want to become what we fight. That's what we talk about with this torture video. That's what we try to explain to Donald Trump. You do not want to become what you fight. And, of course, he said, look, I'm not going to torture people if it's against the law. He said that on Friday. Then on Sunday, he gets on with John Dickerson, and he says, well, you know, we got a set of rules that are hampering us. They don't play by the rules. And John Dickerson said, so the rules really are what separate us from them, what makes us better than them. And he goes, oh, we have to get to their level. We have to win. No, we cannot think that way. We cannot become what we fight. That is always the danger of a war. And let's understand, this is a war of our government against the American people. There's no doubt about that. But we do not want to become them. If we start resorting to murder and vigilantism, we're going to exchange one kind of tyranny for another. We need to wake people up. The vast majority of people in this country, and you have to understand this, do not share your anger at this. They have to be angry about this. They have to understand what's going on. Black people in the cities are angry about it, but they think that it's just them. They have to understand. Show them this. Tell them you agree with their problems. Tell them that we need to work with ways to shut this down. But before we can do anything, we have to have a consensus. We have to have a larger number of people. And that's one of the lessons of this Oregon standoff. It's not enough to be right. It's not enough to be right. You cannot do something like they did in Oregon with just a couple of people. It was a bad strategy, a bad tactic. They thought they had broader support because they had some shill reporter that was lying to them and provoking them to do this stuff. They did not have the kind of national support that they thought. They thought they could go anywhere and defend people who were being attacked by the government, and Oregon is probably the worst place to take your stand. One of the most statist places that you can go to. We have to use the law that they swear to. They swear to the Constitution. The Constitution is the beard they use to give them the authority that they have. And we have to make it clear that they are the criminals. But we have to get the American people to understand this. And when we look at the articles that are put out by the Washington Post, by the New York Times, the way they slant the news, you have to understand that we're a long way from getting the people to come together and oppose this across the board. This is absolutely amazing. Let me read you some of the articles. Let me read you first what the Oregon Live said. They said an FBI agent is suspected of lying about firing twice at Lavoie Finicum, okay? They say that two state troopers shot him three times in the back, shows an autopsy. Finicum had a trooper in front of him armed with a taser who was thought to be in danger. And, of course, when we analyzed this with that other officer, he said, here's a car they're using deadly force against, which you would typically, legally, only we just read what the Oregon State Police policy is. You would only use that against fleeing violent felons. Okay, that's not the situation here. They set up deadly force with the roadblock. And then he jumps out as if there's no threat from this vehicle that they have just used deadly force to stop. He jumps out and stands behind that vehicle, exposing himself to being attacked from the vehicle they were just shooting at. The vehicle they just used deadly force to stop. And then once they kill LaVoy Finicum, they retreat back to their covered positions, and they continue to fire at the people in the car. Let's play that video. Let's keep rolling the video.
Okay, I'm here.
Go ahead and shoot me!
Damn! Damn!
Go ahead and shoot me!
Stay down.
I'm saying stay down.
Stay down. Damn it. Are they shooting him? Did they shoot him? You a-
Oh my God!
That's it. Stay down.
Is
he dead? Dump it out.
I'm in the tank!
Are you hit?
No!
Now they retreat to their positions, and you'll see that they're hitting them with tear gas. They're hitting them. They're shining bullets there. They're shooting at them. You can see the tear gas, the flash bangs going off as they're shooting at them. This goes on for a very long time. You should watch this video. You need to make sure other people watch this video. Now we can see what's going on, like we couldn't when the FBI put that video out initially. And they did it that way so that you would not see what's going on. Now they're trying to get rid of the sheriff in Grant County because he called it an ambush. Folks, it was an ambush. It violated Oregon state policy. But now the Oregon police say, no, it was justified. Justified. We set up the rules. We can break the rules, just like the GOP and the Democrats will do when it comes to their conventions. We'll talk about that, but we're going to talk more about what happened in this murder and attempted murder of the three people in the vehicle. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I want to continue with this murder of LaVoy Finicum and the attempted murder of the three people in that car, because the police continued to shoot at that vehicle for quite some time. Nobody shot back at that point in time. You know, that it was. I just cannot understand how you justify shooting somebody with their hands up as they're executing a vehicle. We've seen this many times in inner cities, and the police continually get away with it because they investigate themselves. They exonerate themselves. The legal system is fundamentally broken. It doesn't exist. We have to reclaim it. We have to reclaim juries. There's a lot of things that we can do. We do not start with vigilantism, no matter how much this upsets you. And I know that many of you are upset about this, but most of the people in America have not seen this. I've got other comments. I want to remind you first that we do have Super Male Vitality back in stock. Get yours before it sells out. And again, this is the way we support our operation here. Super Male Vitality back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Has hundreds of five-star reviews. You can see those at InfoWarsLife.com. You can read them for yourself, see what people say that it has done for them, how it has helped them. And again, if you want to make sure that you don't run out of something, you can always sign up for AutoShip. If you sign up for AutoShip, these products are never out of stock to you, and you get a 10% discount. So right now, we have just gotten a large shipment of Super Male Vitality back in stock after being out of stock for quite some time. Take advantage of that now while it's in stock, or sign up for AutoShip to make sure that it is never out of stock for you. That's at InfoWarsLife.com. When we look at these comments, again, going back to Oregon Live, LaVoy Finicum's family had put out a statement about a month ago when he was killed, said he was executed in cold blood. They accused the police agencies of deliberately misleading the public about what had happened. I mean, you can look at that video. You can look at what the FBI told people about that video, that low-resolution, silent aerial video, and then they put their own narrative over it, superimposed it to allow CNN and the New York Times, Washington Post, all the mainstream media to come up with their own lying narrative. Yeah, they did try to deceive people. And she didn't back off of this. She said, my husband was murdered, and the attorney for Ammon Bundy said, I'm going to have to go back and reconsider all the conspiracy theories that I'd previously written off. Let me read you what Stuart Rhodes wrote on this article, where he talked to, and I read excerpts from the law, the a veteran SWAT officer who went on the record and said, hey, let's just read the law. What is the Oregon State Police policy? And, of course, they used lethal force before they even started shooting. They started shooting at them before they even, when they set up the blockade, that was lethal force. When they approached the lethal force blockade, which violated Oregon state policy, they began shooting at them. More use of lethal force against people that were not a threat to them. And Stuart Rhodes had this comment, basically the same thing that we had said before, but he says it very well. He says, it's clear the politicians, like the Oregon governor, the two senators, as well as political hacks within the Obama administration, were pushing for the FBI and the Oregon State Police to stop the virus of Finicum and the Bundy free speech from spreading. It was a political decision. There was no physical emergency, no threat. But there was clearly a political emergency and a political threat. And in the eyes of the political elite, they had to insist on preventing them from reaching that meeting in John Day, where they were going to speak to 400 people and the sheriff of the county. Now, you know, one of the things that really gets the left's panties in a wad is the fact these guys had guns. And one of the things that we see in the charges against Clive and Bundy from the Bundy Ranch standoff, and I got to tell you, I was there. We saw what happened. We were there at the washout. We were there a couple of days before that happened, reporting on it. We have video. We watched it. I saw it with my own eyes, folks. And the FBI is lying in this Clive and Bundy indictment. It is a stack of lies. Calling it a conspiracy, saying they were brandishing weapons. You know, they can't stand for people to exercise their First and Second Amendments together. That is an assault on the federal government. It is an attempt to block whatever they want to do. And so that's what they charge you with. Obstructing a federal officer in their duty. Brandishing a weapon. You can't exercise the First and Second Amendment together, or they will kill or jail you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.